This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. This was first reported by Jeff Passan, MLB insider for ESPN. First I saw it. Manny Machado has signed a 10-year, $300 million contract, the biggest free agent contract in the history of American sports. He has signed with the San Diego Padres. As a Padre fan, growing up as a Padre fan, with relatives out there and kind of seeing him once a year, this is one of those, yes, what are they doing? Moments, just like it would be with you if the Lions draft Kyler Murray.
Right.
Although you sound like you're moving off.
Now I'm owning it.
I mean, 10 years, $300 million.
Now he is only 26. He'll be 27 in July.
Now, with Fernando Tatis coming up, one of the absolute best prospects in baseball, who is a shortstop, Machado will probably move back to third. But my word, there's been much discussion. Justin Verlander, we talked about what he said, game's broken, you know, too many teams tanking. Tony Clark came out over the weekend, the Major League Baseball player rep, the president of the Players Union.
Former Tiger.
And basically said the same thing. Players commit to compete every pitch of every at-bat and every inning of every game. Yet we're operating in an environment in which an increasing number of clubs appear to be making little effort to improve their rosters, compete for a championship, or justify the price of a ticket.
Well, they were waiting for the big guy, one of the two big guys to sign. My guess is Bryce Harper will announce very shortly where he's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now Machado's gone. I mean, once those top fall, everything else falls into place, and you'll see a feeding frenzy now in free agency because the market was set. And Machado didn't get his, you know, $32 million a year. He got $30 million a year, which I still think is ridiculous. I think a 10-year contract, I think, is absolutely ridiculous in today's landscape of baseball. But, hey, whatever. We don't know how it's structured. It could be Padre-friendly by the end of that contract. Maybe that number drops well below $30 million for the last couple of years. I've opined about this a lot. I spent some time yesterday. I think, you know, signing a guy to a $30 million a year contract who's got an 856 OPS over his last 4 years of baseball. He's averaged 35 home runs, 96 RBIs, and the OPS at 856. Those are good numbers. Are they $30 million a year numbers? It's not Mike Trout territory. It's not even close to Mike Trout territory. I think it's a bad contract. I think he's a good player. He's a really good player. I think it's a bad contract.
Is it a safe assumption that 100% of 10-year contracts will include years at the end of them in which you're way overpaying for a player?
I think absolutely.
100% of them.
Yeah.
So a bunch of these dumb 10-year contracts got signed. Teams recognized it and started backing off the demands of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Players cried collusion because teams will no longer sign the dumb contract. Now one bites. I honestly don't think, I think in retrospect, the Tony Clark and Justin Verlander, you know, public cries, and they weren't the only ones. I think Mike Trout said something as well. Shut up. Honestly, it's we all know that the 10-year contract's a bad contract. You go into this relationship knowing it's going to end poorly. The Tigers are kind of getting to the point where they might be in one real soon.
I'll give you the collusion part of this. I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out somewhere down the road the Major League Baseball went to San Diego and said, look, we're facing collusion charges here. If we don't do something, we're encouraging you to sign him to a 10-year deal. just to shut them up.
How would that, I mean, what would that?
Of course, we'll never know.
But what would that even mean?
How could you give them? I mean, 8 years, $250 million plus was the rumor out there. They go with 10 and 300. For someone who's not Mike Trout.
I can't believe it. Because honestly, the Padres are a lot like the Tigers. They've been in full rebuild mode. They got one of the top, right now they have one of the top systems in baseball. Mm-hmm. The Tigers don't have that. They have an upper echelon. You know, I think most people think top third, top half system, which came from the absolute bottom because Dave Dombrowski had depleted the thing. They hadn't drafted all that well, and then they traded everything they had anyway because they were in win-now mode. So they were depleted of any talent in their organization. Now they've got some backbone to it. They should have some help on the way. But you know, going into today, sort of one of these, why can't the Tigers call? Was it a couple years ago when the same type of thing happened? And I want to think it was Yoenis Cespedes who ended up signing a short-term contract mm-hmm. because nobody would go with the 10 years.
Right.
And the Tigers could have called and offered one of these guys one of these kind of deals. You know, okay, but you know, I know you want $25 million a year for 10 years. How about $30 million a year for 3 years?
Right.
Or with where you have an out after 2 years, where you can get back into the market in a couple of years. It's not working out.
Just kind of what happened with Trout. They gave Trout an extension, but it was not like a 10-year extension.
Yeah.
And he got $32 million or something like that.
This is just the type of thing, Gator, that now somebody bit, so it kind of blows all that out of the water.
Yep.
But this is this is the biggest free agent deal in the history of sports, and it comes from a team that doesn't, you wouldn't think would do this. Every few years they get in, the next thing you know, they got Matt Kemp, you know, that kind of deal, the Padres. Think about, they get a four-year itch, but you don't think of them as playing big boy free agent baseball like this.
Well, just in reference here, the Angels signed Trout to a 3-year deal. His earliest free agency is 2021. It was a 3-year deal, $34 million a year for the next 3 years for mm-hmm. 18, 19, and 20. So, in comparison, when I would throw Mike Trout as the comparison, Machado's deal per year is $30 million a year on average. It's not 34, so it comes in less than that. But it's 10 years. Now, he'll be 36 at the end of that contract, which probably looks a lot better than, say, if you're signing somebody and the end of their contract is 39 or 40 years old. But I think the 10-year contract is ridiculous in baseball. They get him? Okay. More power to you. And if it's, and you looked at it as someone who's participating in collusion, if you don't offer a 10-year contract for a star player in their mid-20s. But I never thought it was collusion.
I never did either.
Because that's not how I would operate as owner or a GM of a franchise. I just would be 99% against all 10-year contracts.
This is honestly getting in that relationship with someone that you is just so super hot, but you know it's going to end poorly. You know it's going to end poorly. Everybody else that's been in a relationship with this person, it's ended poorly. And but you're like, you know what? I hope it's worth it before it ends poorly. But the Padres did it. And I don't know, man. To be competitive in Major League Baseball, at some point, does every team have to bite the bullet and do something like this? And say, we're going to sign a bad contract?
Well, the Tigers have signed plenty of bad contracts, but they're in one now with Cabrera. They got out from one partially with Prince Fielder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they did.
They were able to find trade partners for some other players. I mean,
it's crazy.
Well, I'll admit if I'm wrong. If Machado ends up being a guy who hits 40 home runs, drives in over 100 runs, and is the reason that the Padres are making the playoffs year in and year out, I'll be the first one to say I'm wrong. I just think the 10-year contract is a little ridiculous.
Well, he can do it for a few years. It's when...
Yeah, but it's worth it. If you make the playoffs even just a few times, let's say you win a World Series, would you mortgage 10 years to win a World Series? Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I mean, people... I know it still makes a contract dumb.
Yeah, but
you've
got that pennant.
if you win a championship once every 10 years, then you should be happy.
Here's interesting. Jeff Passan reports Manny Machado's deal is for 10 years and $300 million with an opt-out after the fifth season.
Who has the opt-out? The player or the team?
It says, and then somebody else follows up, opt-out of Machado deal is after the fifth year. Tim Brown says that. I don't know who's, I imagine it's Machado's.
If it's a Padre opt-out, then, oh my God, they just signed him to a 3-year or a 5-year contract. Because I would imagine you would opt out almost every time. But here's something to keep in mind, too, about the Padres. I mean, they're like the Tigers. They've had so few playoff appearances. They've had 5 in their history. And they've been to 2 World Series, lost them both.
Well, Tigers. The Padres paid big money last year for Hosmer.
Yep.
And now they're paying big money this year for Manny Machado.
That's crazy. Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Breaking news in sports, Manny Machado signs a 10-year, $300 million contract with the San Diego Padres. The Padres have been a little bit like the Tigers in terms of, you know, in a rebuild mode, but they've got a loaded system, and now they add one of the bigger free agents out there in what is a stupid contract. But guess what? I'm a Padre fan, and I'm excited as hell about this.
Well, you should be. You got a player that's a really good player. He's an all-star player. I don't think he's worth $30 million a year, but he's a hell of a player.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Tom. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Great show. I listen daily.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say, Doug, I mean, I'd be excited too. I mean, had the Tigers, this is why I think it's a great move for San Diego, okay? Yeah, it's a lot of money, but you know what? It's just the timing of it. There's going to be guys that end up coming up that get paid more, but the fact that this is what's not getting brought up, I mean, if you take pitchers out of the equation, he's arguably a top 5 player in the entire MLB, and not to mention, his defense is also top 5 in the MLB at his position, third or short, regardless where he's at. So, I mean, I think it's a great move. I think he's worth, I mean, nobody's really worth that much money, but I mean, the timing of it all, like I said, you got to outbid everybody else to get your guy. I think it's well worth it. They're going to have tons of guys coming up, like you said, with the best farm system in baseball. So they're going to have, hopefully, if guys pan out, tons of guys on, you know, with small contracts. And I don't think money will be the issue.
Just, Tom, spinning this locally, it really comes down to, have the Tigers missed on doing something like this in an era where there were 2 pretty big bats where you knew you're going to have to sign a stupid contract, but basically say, what do we always say about Detroit teams? It's hard to lure free agents. Should they have actually gotten involved here while these 2 lingered out there forever?
I 100% would have done that. 100%. 100%.
Well, here's
the
thing.
Shortstop, and I mean, he's going to be 36 when it's over. I mean, it's just a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, but every couple of years is going to be players like this. Maybe not 100%. But every couple of years you're going to see players like this that show up.
But here's what's different.
In a couple of years, the Tigers will be willing to spend money.
Every couple of years, you're not going to see premium free agents linger for this long. I'm guessing. This feels like it was a unique year, but how many years will you see premium free agents pick up the phone and take a call from the Tigers because nobody else is bidding on them?
But that wasn't the case here. These guys were talking with teams for a long time, and Bryce Harper still hasn't signed. But the White Sox have been talking to him for a while. The Padres have been talking to him for a while. The Yankees kicked the tires on it as well, although the rumor is that they didn't make him a formal offer. But it sounds like the White Sox were really there. And all you need is to have 2 teams bidding for you, and your agent's going to draw it out until you get the best offer, which, guess what? Just happened. He just got his 10-year deal. If it meant that he had to wait until February 19th to do so, so be it. I think it's on the players as much as it's on the teams.
Yeah, but you know what? He went to the Padres, man. And you mentioned the other teams, White Sox. These are not, you know, White Sox aren't even, they're the second fiddle in their own town.
Yeah, but the White Sox, they also have a ton of money to spend. They're willing to spend it right now. They've spent money in the past on free agents, right or wrong. And the Adam Dunn deal was stupid, but they did it. And Chicago's a big market. They've won a World Series recently.
No one cares there about the White Sox.
No, I get that they are certainly second fiddle, but that doesn't mean you can't, you know, fill the stands if you put a team out there.
I don't know, Cleveland, they can't fill the stands. They have a good team. It's for baseball, I don't get it. It's the one sport I think, like, if the Tigers had the payroll available, I absolutely would want them to go after Bryce Harper or Machado when he was available. Absolutely. To get just, a
well, when they had
like
a payroll,
that,
when they were going to, if they could, right now it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
They couldn't right now.
Look, as a Padre fan, I felt like they got involved late with these guys because everything, like, for the last month has been late. Everybody expected Machado and Harper to sign by, you know, by mid-January, and they hadn't. And now they ended up, they got involved. They talked to him for a while, and they signed a guy that I wonder if the window opens so few times for a team like the Tigers to land guys like this, that even though they're not ready for it, maybe they should have called.
Well.
And I'm not even really endorsing it. I wonder if it makes sense to try and capitalize on what was a slow developing free agent market.
No, I'm fine with the Tigers staying far away from both of these guys at this time. It doesn't make sense for, I mean, I get if you're going to sign somebody to an 8-year deal that, hey, it's not about what happens the next couple of years. It's what happens over those years that you're actually expecting to compete and hoping the prospects turn into something, which will be 2, 3, 4 years down the road. And you'll still have this guy in the prime of his career.
Yep.
I get that part of it, but my point is there are going to be players like this every year or every couple of years. You'll have an opportunity to go out and get someone like this. Here's what's interesting about San Diego. The Padres are the only show in town now. Yep. They have no football team. They have no basketball team. They have no hockey team. This is what they have left. Maybe ownership now is realizing, hey, let's capitalize on this. And let's get people to show up because they're going to have the disposable income. Nobody's paying money to drive. Then they're not going to drive up to Los Angeles to watch the Chargers play. Nobody watches the Chargers play.
You're so dismissive of the fleet.
I am. Yes, the off team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently they played this weekend.
Yeah, and apparently they needed to get bailed out already financially. We might actually have to talk about this. I'm mostly with you. I hope 3-4 years from now we won't look back and say missed opportunity to add that big bat when they had a chance because there were so few teams that seemed to be stepping up and willing to sign one of these 10-year contracts. But I think we all know these are dumb contracts. They are clearly contracts that you're willing to regret them, the end of them, but you're doing it for the here and the now. 10-year, $300 million contract, Manny Machado, two of all teams, the San Diego Padres. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Kang, I know you saw it. Gator, how much of the NBA All-Star game did you watch?
Only highlights.
I had it on. I mean, we were out to dinner on our ski trip to Montana, but we were sitting at a bar and the TV in front of us had this UF something or other fight thing going on. And I asked if we could switch over to the NBA
UF something fight.
If we could switch over to the NBA All-Star game. And we flipped it over and within 30 seconds, I saw the bounce lob from Steph to Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, these games are dumb. That was spectacular.
That was awesome.
That was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Like, couldn't get over how unbelievable that was. And I went, okay. I mean, we play the dumb game, and it's a dumb game, and it might be worth it just for that moment in time.
Well, that's why you have those games. I mean, you call them dumb, but they're exhibition games, so you can do exhibition stuff. You know what I mean? He's not going to try that in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, right?
No, he's not.
He'll try it during the All-Star game, though. Straight he will.
How many trips up and down the court are there in that game, right? I mean, there's...
Well, they only took 167 shots from three-point range.
Well, let's put it this way. The shot clock did not expire once during the game.
It feels like there's 400 trips up and down the court, of which... You get about 4 or 5 where you're like, wow. And the rest is just absurdly bad. But those 4 or 5 trips.
I don't think it's absurdly bad. I think it's absurdly entertaining.
Do you?
That's what I watch it for. Dunks and three-pointers. And there's a lot of those.
Yeah, well, I'm
I guess you could watch that in warm-ups.
Not like this. Not like this.
Actually, kind of like this.
Yeah.
There's nobody playing defense in warm-ups either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.